Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. I owe this audience an apology, as well as Rene Russo. I was saying that Holly Holiday, who played Flo on the show Alice, died at the age of 88 on Tuesday, and they replaced her. She left the show for a spinoff, her own show called Flo, which did not make it, but they replaced her with an actress that I knew was the mother of somebody famous. I said it was Rene Russo. It's not. It's Diane Ladd is the actress's name. And she, I get Rene Russo confused with the woman who is...
the tall blonde lady from Jurassic.
Laura Dern. So it's Laura Dern's mother. And I think she's still with us, Diane Ladd. I think.
Diane Ladd?
I think she is. Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, about 2 years ago, they did a piece on CBS Sunday Morning with Laura Dern, because she was in a movie that she was nominated for, and she was sitting with her mother, Diane Ladd. So as of like a couple of years ago, she was still alive. I'm not sure if she's still alive.
I didn't know.
Yep, she's 89. She's still with us, yeah.
Speaking of Laura Dern, I didn't know this. She was engaged to Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, was she? I didn't know that either.
For a time. But you ready for this?
Was this pre-Angelina, post?
This is pre-Angelina. Billy Bob went off and married Angelina. Didn't tell Laura Dern when they were pretty much still together.
Oh, really?
She was just married. So she just found out when he came back and Billy Bob was gone. And she, in fact, apparently hates him.
How was your trip, dear?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna believe what I did.
Married.
I married
Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no kidding.
Well,
man. Listen, we interviewed Billy Bob Thornton. I should have led with that.
She hates
him
so
much.
I would have done that.
This is the best part to me. She still hates him so much that when he won something about 10 years ago, he had to walk by her at the award ceremony to get it, and she turned away and wouldn't look at him. Sure, so she's still.
Well, yeah. I mean, somebody does that to you.
That's pretty brutal.
But then I thought to myself, we're talking Angelina Jolie in her prime.
You can't do that, though.
Biggie.
Laura Dern.
That's superficial.
She's wonderful, gorgeous woman, but...
You can't.
Angelina Jolie comes knocking.
No, sir. An affair is bad enough. You don't marry somebody else, then go home and say, hey, I got married to somebody else while I was... What?
Where's my suitcase?
You did what?
But listen.
I'm off land, man. I'm not watching. Now that I know this news, I can't watch
it. I will not get T-Mobile.
I cannot support that.
Well, you know what they were filming was the movie Tin Cup?
Pushing Tin.
That's it. Sorry. Pushing Tin.
Yeah.
Where they play the flight guys.
Yeah.
The air traffic controllers.
And so I just pictured it. You know, they're on set together, hanging out, you know, and then suddenly, like, Angelina's topless. She's pouring, like, your blood all over and rubbing it.
She just all of a sudden becomes topless.
This is in my mind.
Oh, pouring blood all over herself.
Yeah, like
I was going to say, does she
like
do
she
that
comes
kind?
To your trailer. Like, that, oh, can
is
we
that
need
the
to
swapping
run?
Blood era?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
For him?
Yeah, so like she comes to your trailer. You're Billy Bob Thornton. You're sitting there in your trailer just, you know,
reading your lines.
Yeah. And she comes by and she's like, hey, let's run some lines.
Yeah.
You know, and you're practicing. All of a sudden, she's like, it's hot in this trailer.
Yeah.
She like takes her shirt off and she's like, is that your blood? And she like rubs it on herself and...
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty common.
Yeah. Would you be able
2 minutes. 2 minutes, Mr. Thornton. I'll be right there.
But you're saying you'd have it in you to still be like, I can't. I'm Laura Dern's at home.
Yeah. I'm loyal to my wife. So I would, if my wife was Laura Dern, I'd say, yeah, Laura Dern's at home. But even
would you turn the picture down on the nightstand?
Yeah. Well, even what I'm saying is, even if I slipped at a weak moment, as I did with those pumpkin spice Twinkies yesterday, I might have that slip up, but I wouldn't marry her and then go home to Laura Dern and say, hey, baby, I'm sorry. She rubbed my blood on her. What was I supposed to do? She was topless.
Did you cut yourself? Here, give me that.
No. By the way, Alice, the TV show, came from the movie Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, which had the same plot. Somebody driving cross country to be an actress and stopping in Phoenix. Now, Vic Tayback, who played Mel in the TV show, was also in the movie, but it was more of a drama, directed by Scorsese. How about that?
I completely slipped my mind.
One of his first?
Must be. I didn't see
it. I don't
it.
Think so. This was 74.
I haven't seen it. The woman who is in, Ellen Burstyn, who was in The Exorcist, won the Oscar for Alice.
Best actress.
Really?
Best actress. Yeah. Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. I'm right. Diane Ladd was in the movie.
You are correct.
And then they replaced Holly Holiday with her. The woman that replaced Diane Ladd on the TV show Alice, who Diane Ladd was only on there maybe one or two seasons. The woman played Jolene, also sassy Southern, and she's been in a ton of stuff since as a supporting actress. And I've seen her. I've seen her in tons.
Just one of those faces that everybody knows old.
I'm sure you would know her. Yeah, because she has been in a ton of sitcoms and movies through the years. Bill, you're talking about Angelina Jolie in her prime. Now, I have to push back against Biggie on this. Even if she came to my trailer topless and said, cut yourself, let me rub some
need to drink some blood.
Blood. I think that's, you cannot succumb to that. Bill, you have a comment on it.
I do. Biggie has never been more right in his entire life. 100% right.
No.
Angelina, in her prime, could break up any relationship. Hell, she took Brad Pitt away from him.
Oh, she took Brad Pitt away from Aniston. Yeah.
I pushed back on that.
Again, same thing.
They met on the movie.
Yeah.
You're shooting Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You're Brad Pitt. You're in your trailer.
Yep.
You're running lines.
Jennifer Aniston's picture's on the nightstand.
Jennifer Aniston.
He just hung up with her. You're like, hey, baby, yeah, we're just shooting the movie. Yeah. Knock, knock, knock on your trailer door. There's Angelina. Oh, you mind if we run some lines? Practice.
All right.
Mm-hmm. This scene, I have to take my top off. Oops.
Wait a minute. Billy Bob Thornton told me about you.
Mr. Pitt, 2 minutes.
I'll be there in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Especially now. Look, Laura Dern's one thing. Jennifer Aniston is a different thing. You've got Jennifer Aniston waiting on. I would rather have Jennifer Aniston as a girlfriend or wife than Angelina Jolie. There. All right. Is that controversial?
Yeah, but one will do things the other one won't.
Well, you say that.
And you always want to do the things.
Angelina
Jolie would do all the things you want.
Oh, yeah. God. I do want to do all those
things. She'd pour candle wax all over you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You'd have a debauch, and then you'd end up, it would end in, it would end ugly.
Of course it would. I'd go running back to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, take me back.
But she would have moved on.
Yeah.
Is that have I done a hot, or is that a cold to a Jennifer Aniston?
Indeterminate.
Over her. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston in her prime, to me, I mean, one time I was sitting around with some guys and they were like, who would you do it with in their prime? One person, you can pick anybody. And I picked Jennifer Aniston.
Mm.
I said, she's my favorite friend. I just think she's terrific, And I did. I loved her.
At least you didn't say Ross. Who deep down is your favorite friend?
Hey, which friend would you do in their prime? Ross, what?
I gotta go. Here's some money for the pizza. I know it hadn't showed up yet, but here's $5.
Here's my part.
Schwimmer in his prime was it?
he was no slouch.
He was no slouch. And by the way, he's aged well. He looks all right good today.
David Schwimmer comes by your trailer. You're running lines.
He's shirtless. Oh, it's hot in here. I gotta take my top off. I'll be there in a minute.